It's 8:43. You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Dan Juan Shura. Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave her third State of the State address last night. In it, she called for bipartisan solutions to the coronavirus. The speech came as the governor and the legislature are already fighting over things like restaurant reopenings and school funding. IPR's politics reporter Max Johnston joins me live from Lansing to talk about it. Max, let's just kind of start with a recap. The governor spoke last night for about 30 minutes. What do we need to know?
Yeah, so there was a lot of talk of bipartisanship, about working with the legislature going forward, talking about the accomplishments the state has made. In addition to that, she said more vaccines are coming. She talked about sort of improvements to the state's vaccination rollout. And then she also talked broadly about, you know, sort of her platform and talking about investing in water infrastructure and the roads. Everything I'm hearing from people is that the speech was very measured, very positive in tone, and just sort of like, especially it's kind of a rancorous sort of political situation in Lansing. So not too many people knew what to expect, but, you know, a lot of the speech was rooted around bipartisanship and sort of working together going forward.
I'm wondering, what's the response been, especially for up north? We know up north is a primarily conservative area. How do northern Michigan lawmakers feel about the speech the governor gave last night?
Yeah, everyone I've talked to, one of the first things they say when I ask them, like, what's the plan, you know, is they say they want to work with the governor. At least that's what they tell me, is one of the first things they say. And on that note, a lot of the people I've talked to last night and this morning say they welcome this message of bipartisanship from the governor. Although I'm hearing a lot of hesitancy to kind of embrace it, some sort of distrust there. In a statement, Kurt Vanderwall, who's a senator from Mason County, said basically, we'll see if she means it in regards to these things about bipartisanship. That's the impression I'm getting. Another guy, John Roth, he's a freshman lawmaker for the 104th, that's Grand Traverse County seat. He was pleased to hear this talk of bipartisanship, but here's how he put it to me.
And I hope maybe some of the actions we've taken might make her understand that it is divided government right now. Both of us have to work together. I'm hopeful for that. Let's see in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so it sounds like there is some hesitancy, but also hopefulness. Max, we know the governor had a rocky relationship with the previous legislature and that leadership. What's that relationship like now?
Yeah, I'm hearing there's already a lot of tension. Some of that's tied to just lingering stuff over budget battles that have happened years ago. Some of it is tied to some of the vetoes that Governor Whitmer had on the supplemental COVID relief bill that happened at the end of the last term. I mean, we saw that yesterday, the legislature and the governor grappled over some of her appointments. And now high school sports is getting involved with federal COVID relief funds at stake. So kind of what I'm hearing is we're setting up the circumstances for just another pretty brutal battle over COVID relief. Wayne Schmidt is a guy who's represented Northern Michigan and Lansing for over 10 years. He says a lot of this is just sort of a communication breakdown. They just don't hear a ton. It's not necessarily always a policy thing. It's just kind of a communication thing. But sort of on the flip side, I know Governor Whitmer has scheduled meetings with Representative John Roth and I believe Representative Jack O'Malley. I don't think either of them, I mean, John Roth's a new lawmaker. I don't think Jack O'Malley ever had a meeting with the governor in the past. So she's clearly turning some of this into action already. We'll see sort of what happens after that.
Max, you mentioned the brutal budget battle. I'm wondering, what does that all mean for Northern Michigan? What role will our lawmakers have to play in all of that?
It's kind of interesting, you know, we already have to a certain extent, because I think a lot of the pressure to reopen restaurants and businesses, a lot of that has started up north with the regional chamber and stuff like that. And then right now, the governor and the legislature are sort of locking horns over high school sports. And Republicans really want county health departments to be able to let high school sports resume on a county-by-county basis. And so my understanding is some of that started from people up north that travel for regional hockey tournaments. They were calling into their lawmakers up north and saying, we would want to go back to that. So you're already seeing Northern Michigan specifically kind of mounting some of this pressure that Republican lawmakers are willing to let build. And keep in mind, we got new people in the 104th, 105th, and 107th, all Republicans. Those are already Republican districts, but just fresh blood there. So, you know, a lot of this pressure is building up north, and the representatives up here are willing to let it build in order to, you know, for them to try to get some of their agenda passed.
Interesting. You've been in Lansing before these sessions, of course, pre-COVID. I'm just kind of curious, what's it like down there now after all the protests and all the pandemic stuff? How is Lansing different, Max?
Yeah, I mean, I've only been here a couple times, so I'm certainly no expert, but it's definitely more, it's quiet. It's much more reserved. There's less people around. Security's much tighter. I watched some of the session the other day, and it was a pretty wonky process of getting my temperature screened. I had to get someone to escort me up to some in the House office building. And then when I went across the street, it was just a longer, more arduous process than it was even a year ago. I wasn't allowed on the House floor this time. I was a year ago. So it's just a more strict sort of environment. I think that may be adding to some of the tension there. But I will say most people wearing masks, social distancing was enforced. COVID protocols generally, as far as I could tell, were being followed. And then obviously it affected the governor's speech. It was virtual. That had a lot of effects, including the length. There was a video that she played, and the speech was just shorter. So it's all these small little things are adding up to kind of just a different environment down here than I've seen in the past.
And finally, I do want to mention GOP lawmakers are planning a response to the governor's state of the state address. That'll be this morning at 11. IPR will bring you live coverage of that response again at 11 o'clock. IPR's Max Johnston with the latest on Governor Gretchen Whitmer's third state of the state address last night and the GOP's reaction to it. Max, as always, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dan.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. It's 8:50.